All of us should be ashamed of ourselves because we are all included. Since none of us can do good, since there is a general, universal degradation of man, there in essence must be a general, universal approach to salvation. Yeah. None has done good. One man, Adam, ruined us all. Yeah. One has done good, and one man, Christ, redeems us all. Amen. Gee, John, that brings me joy. So you're saying that since I'm down, I can be lifted? Yes. Sure. It's very easy. Fallen man can be lifted up. It's up to that fallen man or woman. What about the rich, John? What about the rich people? God has said that all is fallen. What about those that live in Beverly Hills? I was driving through there last week in all those beautiful mansions. If you've never driven through Beverly Hills during the daylight, please do sometime. You see how the rich lives. It's beautiful. Manicured lawns, beautiful mansions, fences up there. I mean, just beautiful food in the freezer. Clothes, money, oh, people, they don't even have to go to work. Their money in the bank just gives them, oh, Jesus, it's beautiful. But I'm telling you, if they don't know Christ, they're fallen. They're fallen. You better hear me. You're going to have all that money, and you are fallen. I'm telling you. Well, John, what about the poor? What about the poor, John? They can't help themselves. Are they fallen too? Are the poor fallen? John, God would never have something against the poor. I mean, after all, the poor can't help himself. Have the poor heard the gospel? Have the poor heard, the Lord said, blessed are the poor in spirit? See? He didn't say blessed are the poor in finance on welfare.
No,
because, you got some people on welfare that are worse than the rich. They will cut your throat quicker than a rich man will. All have fallen. God has said that all have fallen. He said there is none that doeth good, no, not one. I've emphasized before and I'm emphasizing again, none of you in this room from here to here to here Amen. Is worth anything. No. The only thing that makes us worthy is Christ in our lives. In conclusion, there is only one antidote for the falling. Mm-hmm. There is only one antidote to this great disease of fallen men and women. There's one antidote. Now, kids, children, listen to me. What do I mean by an antidote? Let's say that you are in the kitchen, and don't any of you children do this. You're in the kitchen, and you see a spice that your mama used, and she sprinkles a little bit in the spaghetti. And then what the kid does is opens up the bottle and drinks it all. Well, let me drink it. Whoa, it must be good for mama, must be good for me. You drink it all up. Next thing, mama sees you, your face is turning blue, your eyes are rolling in your head, your fingernails are turning purple and everything. Mama say, what did you drink? You point to the empty bottle. Kid, what you need is an antidote because you've been poisoned. You've been poisoned. You need something to work against the poison, right? If not, that poison is going to take you out of here. Now, let's put this in a sense, kid, so you can understand it as well as the adults. The fallen condition of man has poisoned us. We are going to die. There is only one antidote, one means to gain your salvation. And the first means is that you have to admit that you are a sinner. In this same chapter, in the 23rd verse, it tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes you. You want the antidote? Admit to God that you are no good sinner. Lord, I fail. I am fallen man. That's one thing that you to do. Secondly, you're going to have to believe something. You admit that you're a fallen sinner. Now you have to believe something. That means not only with the intellect, with your brains, but you have to receive. Receive to take. If I put a $1,000 bill up here, and I have to move it and finish it. If I put a $1,000 bill right here and said, the first one that gets up here and gets it can have it. They break my neck jumping all over this thing trying to get that $1,000 bill. They were trying to take that money. Now, after you admit that you're a sinner, well, something follows. You have to take something. You believe that Jesus is indeed the only Son of God. In John 5:24, Jesus, these are his words. He says, verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, that means possessive, right now. That's yours in the present tense. If you believe in him, you have eternal life and you shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from spiritual death to spiritual life. That's the only way that you can receive the antidote, is to admit that you're a sinner and to take the antidote. And Jesus says, I am the antidote. You just take me. You say yes to Jesus.
Amen.
What's so hard about that? John, that means they won't like me anymore. Jesus loves you if the world hates you.
Amen.
John, that means I can't have fun anymore. How do you know unless you've tried the lifestyle? Now, you remember when your sinner friends came to you and enticed you to do sin. You didn't say, oh, but if I do that, I won't have fun anymore. You did it. You did it. Now I'm enticing you to take Christ. And you're saying, oh, but I won't have fun anymore. You know what I'm enticing you to do, right? I'm enticing you to take life. I'm enticing you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. After you believe, third and last, you've got to confess your fallen nature. You have to say what everybody else before you have said. Me too, Lord. Me too. John, listen, listen. My sin is scorched too. Amen, brother. Amen, sister. I believe you. We are going to heaven because we both done what? We have admitted, we believe, and we have confessed that we have fallen before God. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall, same present tense, shall, which holds the meaning of continuously happening right now. That means, Robert, that if you were saved 3 years ago, you ain't saved no more. You have to live out that salvation. You live it out. But if you shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. In other words, Lord, I've heard the preach word. I understand the preach word. I realize that I am fallen. I take you as my own. Listen, his fallen condition shall be changed to a lofty condition of fellowship. Once you take Christ, that fallen state becomes a lofty, high, and lifted up state. You're in fellowship with him. You're not estranged because you're not wandering anymore. Also, no more lingers the threat of judgment. I said last week, judgment is coming. I've said this week, it's coming to a fallen man. And Lord willing, next week, we're going to talk about the results of you not being fallen. But you've got to do something right now. And what you've got to do is you've got to say, Lord, I realize that I'm fallen and I don't want to be fallen and I want to come to Christ. It's very easy. Make up in your mind that you want the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. We said you have to admit something. Listen to me. You're not admitting anything to anybody sitting out here. You're admitting something to your creator that created you. One day, every person that was ever born in this planet will stand before the Almighty, His Majesty. We are going to have to give an account of why we reject him. And I'm giving you an opportunity to come today. And in coming, you say, I want to receive Christ as Savior. We also give you a chance at this time, if there's any here that wants to join us through Christian experience, to become a member of this church. And what that means, you are saying fundamentally, I've already chosen to follow Christ, but I am choosing to come here and follow Christ through this church and this teaching. We give you a chance to let the Holy Spirit guide you. We are still in worship as a song is sung quietly in the background. I give you a chance to come to Christ. Admit that you are a sinner. Admit that you need him. Admit that you are fallen, and he will lift you up. Will you come?